women of all different backgrounds are panicking. And the reason why all of these different women are panicking is because they are starting to see the consequences of their actions.
We got a good one here, guys. This was sent to me by a subscriber. The YouTuber is Danica Marie Dope Discussions. She's talking about how women are panicking and men are not outside. The first link is going to be a description box. Click it. Tell her that I Darius Sim sent you. Give it a thumbs up. Let's get into it.
And the consequence of their actions are men leaving them alone. You all, these women today are literally begging, crying, and pleading with the men to come back outside. Start approaching us again. Start mingling with us, socializing with us, dating us, please. We messed up. We're sorry. We got it wrong.
I've seen so many videos, and you see it on my channel, women are begging. Where are the men at? You know, why aren't guys approaching us? But translation, what they mean is, why aren't the attractive, wealthy, successful guys approaching us? Not the average looking guys. But these women, they're hurting because they've used men. They've talked about they want the bear, that they don't like men, that men are terrible, that we're just these terrible individuals. But then when a bill comes, right, when it's time to, you know, pay for things, now they want a man. When things get a little bit too heavy, when they need that couch lifted up, oh man, I can't do it. When that, like, these women, only thing they want you for is survival. That's all. They tired of paying bills, and this is why they want you to come back to the table. Don't do it.
And unfortunately, there are so many different men of all different backgrounds saying, no, I am okay where I'm at. And unfortunately, where these men are, ladies, is somewhere without you. Y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. When I came across this right here, I could not help but to think to myself, what did y'all think was going to happen?
I think this is a good video because most Black women, you know what they talk about. I don't need a man. Stop staying away from men. Y'all N-words ain't nothing. You know, men is brokey. So the fact that she's, you know, here and talking about how women, it's particularly Black women, are begging, it goes to show that not all Black women are you know, these type of individuals that talk about how they don't need men.
Did y'all think that these men would just come chasing up behind you and running up behind you forever? No.
Nope.
They're not. It's only so much disrespect and neglect somebody can take before it's like, you know what? I'm out of here. And
exactly. Like, these women have been beating on men verbally, sometimes physically, talking trash about men. But at the same time, they want us to be chivalrous and open the doors and court them and marry them and everything. Like, come on. We're not even talking about the family court system, how it's biased. We're just talking about day-to-day interactions with these modern-day women. It's like, it's terrible. All they do is got their hands out and gimme, gimme, gimme. I want this. I want this. Like, why would a man want to deal with that? Men are walking away.
This is what you all are dealing with. But let's go ahead and run these clips, and then let's go ahead and get into what the men had to say in response. Let's run it.
And one of the things I want to know is, where do the girlies that are over 30 in Atlanta go to meet single, professional, non-YN, non-bottle popping men?
Here's the thing, YN, y'all know what YN is, but when they say single, professional, that means men who are wealthy. All these chicks, they slept with these YNs. They slept with these Pookies and Ray Rays. That's what a YN is. Like, they hooked up with those guys. They gave their best years to those dudes. Now they 30 years old plus. And now they want a single, professional, hardworking man. Man, guys, it's like a slap in the face. Because these same chicks, these weave-wearing chicks with tons of makeup, they would never have chose you when in their best years. They weren't looking for successful, educated men who had a good head on their shoulders. No, they was getting dug out and ran through by dudes in the street.
Like, where can we go?
As a single woman, I'm getting a little worried when I scroll on this app that, like, all of the good, single men, 30-year-olds and up, or near that range, they are if they're single, they're staying inside and doing exactly what I would want to do, which is like binge a show and like order and take out. Like, why when I'm scrolling, I'm seeing all these like cute men who look like they have their head on their shoulders. They probably don't. Let's just be fucking real. But they're all like staying inside. Like, what I'm trying to do is text a girlfriend and be like, hey, you know what? Instead of me cuddling into bed and binging all of Real Housewives, let's go out. Cause I'm just hoping that one day, like, I meet my husband, like, meet cute randomly. Like, I gotta go out and do that, right? I have to like actually put myself out there. I have to actually do my makeup and like put on a cute outfit and do that, you know? Crazy concept. But I have a fear that all of the good single 30-year-old men are doing the opposite. Hey, get out there. Please stop ordering takeout by your fucking self and wait for me to be there with you to do it, okay?
Right, so she can eat off of you. That's all he wants. Listen, it's not just black women, it's white women too. They feeling the effects. Once you hit that 28, 29, 30-year-old mark, if you're not married or in a serious, committed relationship, you're basically done. Because dudes are done. Once a guy hits 30, 35, he sees his real potential. Now he's getting a passport. He's pumping and dumping. He's smashing. He understands female nature. Or he's just chilling. He don't got time to be dealing with dating in court. Like, that's where the power dynamic shifts. When men hit 30 and when women hit 30. But here's the thing, they were never looking at you. They didn't acknowledge you in their best years. And if they did, they probably used you for free dates and food and everything like that and play games with you and flake them. Like, I'm glad these chicks are alone because they need to feel the consequences of disrespecting men and treating us poorly.
Fuck, literally, I don't... probably going to run into a douchebag. Pray for me.
This message is for my husband. Honey, please come on. I'm outside and I'm getting tired of being out here. It's weird out here. You need to come on and find me so that we both can go inside. This man with skinny legs and paratoed feet just tried to talk to me. And he was bald-headed. Nothing against bald-headed men. Love y'all. Honey, please come on. It's weird. It's getting really weird out here. And you leaving me out here unprotected? Please. We have to talk about this later, too, because you've been taking your precious time. We have to discuss that. I don't like that. Please, come on. Come on.
Now, what do all of these women have in common? You guessed it. They're all begging for a man to come interact with them again. Please. But what are the men doing? Ignoring them completely. And this last woman here, she got ate up in the comments. She was just getting roasted and toasted. Like, girl, you found your husband, but you didn't want him. This guy yep. says that skinny leg man might have been him. And mm-hmm. he's right. You know, another guy responded and said that skinny leg man was the husband God sent you, but you ignore him. And this is also a level to the conversation that we have to explore. Men that are outside checking for you, y'all don't want them. And when somebody checks you about it, you have to respond with, which she did, my bar is high and I don't believe in bringing it down. I guess.
like the entitlement of these chicks, like they're so high and mighty and they're so awesome. My bar is so high and I'm not selling for them. And like, no, a dude will settle for you. Take the weave out, take the makeup off. Most of these chicks don't even have a personality. But I'm going to be straight real with you and I'm going to be raw. If dudes didn't want to smash so bad and didn't want to hook up, like most dudes would not deal with women. So like these chicks acting like, oh, I'm just so better than this guy. And I don't, this dude approached me ill. Like, who are you? You need to be grateful for what you get.
That's my issue. You know, because somebody actually said like, well, how are all of you beautiful women out here struggling the hardest when it comes to finding a man?
Because they're delusional. Because they want a certain type of tall, attractive, successful man. And they think those dudes is growing trees. There's not enough. I'm 6'3". I haven't came across a dude that's been that, like just out and about that's probably my height or taller in probably a while. And I ain't settling for none of these chicks. I'm doing my own thing. So, like, imagine these women wanting, every chick wants a tall, successful, wealthy man. But you're basic. Who are you? You're just another random chick with makeup. That's it. There's nothing special about you chicks.
Well, let's be real, you all. A lot of these quote-unquote beautiful or attractive women, they do have ridiculously high standards. Why? What? Because the people on social media or on these ridiculous reality TV shows have taught them to behave that way. Hey, the finer you are, the more outrageous your standards can be. The more attractive you are, the more demanding you can be. And let's be honest, you all, when it comes to men in general, nobody wants a stuck up, full of themselves, conceited, I deserve it all because I'm the prize type of female. Especially if you're going to, in return, treat a man like he is beneath you. And that is what a lot of these beautiful or attractive women are running into. You know, and what makes it even worse, you all, is that even the not so attractive females are behaving in the same way. And it's no shade to y'all, but y'all could very well be a five at best, and you feel like you deserve a man that is making five times your salary. You deserve a man that is going to pamper you, spoil you, treat you like, once again, you are the prize, and you don't have to do anything in return or in exchange for that man, but just exist. And men are fed up and done. And I don't know if y'all have gotten the memo, but it's a lot of men out here who don't care about how fine you are. They are looking for a woman that is going to bring them peace. And if you are not that, you can skedaddle.
Exactly. She summed it up perfectly. A lot of men see, okay, the woman's pretty decent looking. She's okay looking. She's attractive, whatever. But what is she bringing to the table? Is she going to bring me peace? Is she going to add value to my life? Is she going to be submissive? Like, that's what men want to know from these women. And these women, they get mad, like, what you mean? What table? What value I got to bring? Oh, you wanted those sassy men. Y'all heard that before. Y'all want princess treatment. No, men want something in return. We want to know, what are we getting by dealing with you besides paying bills, besides taking you out to dinner and doing what you want to do and taking you on vacation? Like, what do men get? And the chicks don't like it because, truth be told, they don't bring much of anything.
You and your entitlement, your selfishness, your greediness can go. No time for it. And in a response to the woman that was before her talking about, you know, where are all the men at, and, you know, why aren't y'all outside? Well, the men had a lot to say about that. And y'all get the likes up for me, because we have got to get you all's feedback about what these men had to say. All right. This guy says, we are at work, gym, traveling, and minding our business. Another guy says, we're somewhere quiet. We aren't bored or need to be out. We love our peace and calm. So, ladies, y'all are out here asking, you know, where are all of the men at? Well, they're doing these things that these men are saying. All right. Another guy says, we literally do not want to be bothered. It's that simple. Somebody else says, we tried in our 20s. We'll die alone and content. Somebody else says, less money and less peace. Why would we sign up for that? And ladies, unfortunately, when a man does enter into a relationship with you all, that is something that he is going to have to more than likely sacrifice dealing with today's woman. You know, you all don't know how to be peaceful, and, you know, y'all don't know how to not spend a bunch of money or demand all of these different things from a man. So now the men are in this mode of, well, it's cheaper to leave her alone. All right. It's better to be by myself. I don't have time for all of that.
You know, dealing with a woman in a relationship, I can tell you right now, it can be a daunting task, depending on who you deal with. Like, these women, they feel as though that you need to be everything that they want you to be and do everything and be their shoulder to cry on and make them laugh and not be vulnerable and not cry and not go through anything and pay their bills and jump through hoops and entertain their in-laws and be the perfect. Like, it gets tired after so long. The only thing you basically get is some box, some used up box, some ran through peace leave. Let's just be real. And a lot of guys like, man, I it's not, is it really worth it? Especially if you could just either, you know, go overseas and get it, or some dudes are pay to play. A lot of guys like, what's the point of a relationship? Because when I enter into one, all you're going to do is nag me. You're going to complain. You're going to say how I'm not doing this. It's like, why? So men are walking away. Men are done.
And this is where these men are hiding. They are hiding in their peaceful, quiet places, minding their business. Okay. And fellas, put a 2 in the chat if you are agreeing with what these men have to say. All right. Another guy says, I'm 6'2" and I still choose to ignore them. For me, it's God, my dog, close family, school, work, health, gym, Whole Foods, learning new skills, and never dating again. They are not worth it, Kings. And I'm pretty sure it's a lot of men who are going to echo that same sentiment. All right. Another man responded and said, yep, I'm divorced, lost half of my stuff, don't see my kids nearly as much, been on dates since, but kept getting ghosted. I'm done. I just work out, work hard, and have fun with bros and kids when I have them. You know, and there's so many men that are echoing the other sentiment of their bank accounts are looking great. You know, since a woman is no longer into the equation, yeah, I'm stress-free, I'm debt-free, and my money is coming to me. You know, and I really want women to get in the mindset of how you can be an asset to a man. Right? Because so many of you all are only looking for men to be utilized as tools and not seeing them as human beings that you also need to use your tools to, you know, pour into or to help to build certain things as far as that foundation is concerned. You know, a lot of women are approaching relationships from the lens of them just needing help, and it's not in this sense of how can I help this man? How can I be of benefit or of value to this man? It's very one-sided. It's very selfish. And the men are like, why even enter into a relationship with a woman when it's going to be like she's single anyway? This is doing nothing but depleting me more than I have to. If I was by myself, my money would continue to grow. You know, I would have a lot more freedom, a lot more peace and quiet, a lot more, you know, room to do what I want to do. And it's just something that women need to take into consideration when they are approaching these men as far as asking them, you know, why aren't y'all dating us anymore? And why aren't y'all approaching us? Well, look at yourself. Look at the women around you. That could absolutely play a huge role into why it is a lot of men are just checked out. Okay. Another man responded and said, where are all the good men? Simple answer. You ghosted them, rejected them, or expected too much of them. They are sick and tired of it, and they are done. That is why the majority of the good men have just peaced out and are focusing on themselves rather than games and drama. And that is something else that you all need to have a reality check with, ladies. And again, y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. But we have to acknowledge our roles in these things. When a good man did approach you or was available, y'all used them. Y'all took them for granted. Y'all took advantage. And so now these men from all over the board are like, yeah, too bad, so sad for you. But I'll be at the gym working out, or I'll be at the crib watching movies, chilling, ordering DoorDash, or whatever the case may be, and kicking my feet up and relaxing. Sucks for you, but I'll be stacking up my money. I'll be traveling, doing my own thing, and I'll interact with women when I feel like it. But as far as being in a committed relationship, y'all can kiss that goodbye. And I hate to see that, because I know how beautiful a relationship could be when a man and a woman that are truly dedicated to one another, you know, can thrive and grow and evolve as a unit and as a team and really conquer all. You know, it's nothing that we cannot do when we are collaborating together effectively. and living in harmony and peace and reciprocity. Like, it is a beautiful thing, but so many women don't approach relationships from that lens. It's all about what a man can do for me and what I don't have to do in return for him. And this is why you all will continue to run into this same issue of, you know, crying in your cars and asking, where are all the good men? Y'all didn't want the good men when they were available. Y'all rejected them. Y'all put them in the friend zone. Y'all strung them along, so on and so forth. So now when y'all are getting all dolled up, you know, spending all your money on these outfits and getting your hair done and your nails done, and y'all are going out and there's no men in sight. So you just wasted your money. But again, this is because in the past, y'all have wasted men's money. Y'all have wasted men's time. And now it's your turn.